And straight yourself, sit straight and comfortably. Continuing our Panchakosha Viveka meditations. When we looked at ourselves as physical beings, we saw the physical being is made out of the material world, not something separate from. So all the material that is making up the body at this moment is always part of the material totality. Which part is the physical body is moving target. So you can never pin it down. So we say really there is no separate physical entity, only the universal. On physical level, we negated the idea of individual, saying there's just one continuum of material existence. Then when we look closer at the physical, we said, well, it's made out of functionality, change, constant change, physiology, energy, pranamaya. So really, there's no such thing as annamaya. It's made out of pranamaya. If I come closer to myself, I'm no longer physical being, I'm energy being. And every physiological functionality within me also works the same way in many others. So it's a manifestation of some sort of universal principle. Like the one energy working in and through everybody, one vital energy, enlivening everybody. So on prana side also, just like the wave in the ocean, doesn't have a separate existence, really just the universal energy is what exists. And we looked more subtly. To experience anything, I need thought. My body, energy, everything within thought. So I'm really mental being, manomaya kosha. Without thought, I would not be this individual being. My thought, my mind, again, is one manifestation of a universal principle that manifests in many others. So the individual thought world is like a wave in the universal thought world, universal thought ocean. Not an independent thing. So on manomaya level also, I'm not an individual, there's only the universal thought world. And more subtly, myself is manomaya, every thought is made out of intellectual separation between things, bheda buddhihi, the intellect separates, divides. This is up, this is down. This is me, this is not me. This is in, this is out, etc. Keeps separating, dividing. Every thought, a whole series of subtle intellectual or rational separations, distinctions. So as vijnanamaya, intellectual sheep, I'm this cognizant one. Not the thought, but the thinker. Right? Not the information, but the informed. And this also is a principle, a tool that is manifest, which is manifest many other places. being a universal principle, it's not independent. Manifestation of the universal intellect, Hiranyagarbha. On this level also, not an individual, just there's the universal principle. Then more subtly, I'm Anandamaya. At the time when the intellect is not separating things, I'm simply content, happy. Then some disturbance comes. The intellect thinks, let me separate things, I will get to that happiness, contentment somewhere else. When it stops separating, it got what it likes, it's quiet some time. Now I'm content, happy within myself. At any moment, even when the mind is disturbed, intellect is busy. If I really take stock, I don't look at the intellect, I'm just content being. Then I lose sight of, and then the intellect is looking for it somewhere in some experience. And the experiential ananda, experiential joy, pleasure, has gradations. Like seeing what I like, possessing it, I'm more happy. Experiencing it, more happy. Once it's in gradation, once it's experienced, then it's limited in intensity, in time, in conditions. So this way the Anandamaya is also kosha. Experiential joy is an experience, depends on me. It's not me, it's something I experience. But the base of the experience is myself. Atma, or Brahma, unfathomable. If I try to grab onto it using my intellect or experience, then I'm limiting, because I'm trying to put myself in front of the camera. Not possible. To experience joy, I limit myself to experience. But myself, the base of the experience is, myself is awareness, awareful being, unfathomable. Unfathomable, unfathomable, measureless, beginningless, endless. Intangible. The intellect again is separating, trying to conceive of or trying to find this contentment in some experience or situation. which will be limited. Which will reflect for some time in Anandamaya. Where the base for the intellect, for experience, is my nature, awareful being. Ananta, not limited, not fathomable. This is lost sight of most of the time, as I identify with the upadis, my physical being, energy, physiological being, my mind, mental being, my intellect, rational being, with my experience joy, Anandamaya. Identify with these and disregard the base. Myself as the awareful being which is in and through every thought, every experience I ever have. Seto ma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityor ma amritam gamaya om purnamada purnamidam purnat purnam dachyate purnasya purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti